Back in the old days...
You mean when you were a kid?
No, actually only about 10 years ago. Multimedia used to mean anything that combined two media. A slideshow with background music, for instance.
When we talk about multimedia PCs, though, we're looking for a computer that can sing and dance. That is, one that can play music,
Sound effects,
animation,
or video images,
all at once.
To be a true multimedia machine, a PC also needs a CD-ROM drive.
Why the CD? Well, sound and video use a lot of memory. The sentence I'm speaking now, for instance, uses 141 kilobytes of disk space.
At that rate, a few sentences barely fit on a floppy disk. But a CD-ROM disk can hold up to 650 megabytes. That's like 400 floppies.
The thing is, you can't save your own data to a CD. The ROM part stands for read-only memory. But since you can take out one CD and put in another, you can build a huge library of information.
And games.
Absolutely. Now, another essential element of multimedia is the sound card.
Your sound card translates digital code from the CD-ROM into the analog signal of electric current. Now, this current vibrates the cones in your speakers, and you get good vibrations.
The final multimedia element is video. Any VGA card will display video. How well depends on the speed of the card and of your PC's processor.
Now, if video seems jerky and crude, your system probably isn't fast enough. In video, the images change 30 times every second.
On a slower computer, though, the PC saves memory by skipping over some of the frames.
Another trick we can use to cut processing time is to fill only a portion of your monitor screen, like this.
But new techniques like MPEG compression let PCs display video full screen and without skipping frames. That's what's called full motion video. Compression also dramatically cuts the enormous amount of space needed to store video images. Without compression, a single minute of video might fill a whopping 1,800 megabytes.
Wow! And that's not multimedia, that's massive media!